Heritage Action: Congress Should Boycott Pelosi's January 6th Commission. By Hannah Blow on July 21, 2021. Congress should boycott House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA, January 6th Commission, Heritage Action's Executive Director Jessica Anderson said following House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, pulling GOP members off the investigatory committee after Pelosi rejected the inclusion of Reps. Jim Banks, RN, and Jim Jordan, RO. As we have known from the start, this is an unserious and partisan investigation, Anderson said following the Wednesday news. Pelosi's removal of the two key GOP lawmakers proves that Democrats plan to run this committee as a political cudgel, she continued. Speaker Pelosi and her party are looking for political points, not answers, she continued, calling on members of Congress to ignore the speaker's charade. If Speaker Pelosi actually respected our democracy, she would not only include Republicans but she would also launch a full investigation into the rioters that destroyed American cities last year, murdered brave police officers like David Dorn, and burned down churches and federal buildings alike. Americans deserve better than Speaker Pelosi's show trials. This fake committee is an insult to every American, and no member of Congress should participate. On Wednesday, Pelosi explained her decision to reject the Republicans from the committee. Monday evening, the minority leader recommended 5 members to serve on the select committee. I have spoken with him this morning about the objections raised about Representatives Jim Banks and Jim Jordan and the impact their appointments may have on the integrity of the investigation. I also informed him that I was prepared to appoint Representatives Rodney Davis, Kelly Armstrong, and Troy Nels, and requested that he recommend 2 other members. With respect for the integrity of the investigation, with an insistence on the truth and with concern about statements made and actions taken by these members, I must reject the recommendations of Representatives Banks and Jordan to the Select Committee, she said, contending the unprecedented nature of January 6 demands this unprecedented decision. Her decision prompted McCarthy to respond with a sharp ultimatum. Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all 5 Republican nominees, Republicans will not be party to their sham process and will instead pursue our own investigation of the facts, McCarthy wrote. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has taken the unprecedented step of denying the minority party's picks for the Select Committee on January 6. This represents an egregious abuse of power and will irreparably damage this institution. Denying the voices of members who have served in the military and law enforcement, as well as leaders of standing committees, has made it undeniable that this panel has lost all legitimacy and credibility and shows the speaker is more interested in playing politics than seeking the truth. The American people deserve the truth. Unfortunately, Speaker Pelosi is afraid of the facts, Banks said following Pelosi's announcement. Speaker Pelosi just admitted the obvious, Rep. Jordan said, that the January 6th Select Committee is nothing more than a partisan political charade. Pelosi's selections for the committee include Reps. Benny Thompson, DMS, Zoe Lofgren, DCA, Adam Schiff, DCA, Pete Aguilar, DCA, Stephanie Murphy, DFL, Jamie Raskin, DMD, Elaine Luria, DBA, and Liz Cheney, RY, to the committee, all of whom voted to impeach former President Trump, as Breitbart News reported. Notably, Cheney said she agrees with Pelosi's decision.